All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are
Two Beards and a Mic. So, first episode, kind of talked about, like, coronavirus and stuff, and we kind of both really downplayed it.
Like it wasn't much.
We did not expect it to be what it is now, and that, you know, we're losing hours. And not only are we, it's weird because we're losing hours, but the stores, like my stores, of all things, and if, you know, anybody knows truck driving, there's certain places get certain stuff, and
yeah,
and my run is probably one of our smallest stops. I have the most stops, but I have the smallest,
the fewest pieces.
And it's crazy because they're like really busy, and it's not what you would think. It's not refrigerators and freezers.
No,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. It's you hear, you know, oh, everything's going to slow down, everyone's staying home, this and that, but, you know, we go to work every day. You know, we are, luckily, because of the industry we're in, we still have a job. We're able to get out and work. Granted, you know, we are, you know, losing hours and stuff, but, you know, it's one of the things we're kind of blessed to have the careers we do, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where we're still working, we're still able to make money and provide. But it's one of those things you look at it and everyone's like, oh, it's going to slow down, it's going to slow down, but it doesn't slow down, you know.
No, it hasn't yet.
Stores are still getting, you know, the same, if not more, than what they were before.
Yeah.
You know, and then on the other side of that, you look at everything you see on the news about this whole coronavirus, and it's, you know, states are trying to mandate shutdowns and keep people at home and shutting parks down and beaches down. And
yeah, well, you know, the problem is that a lot of people aren't taking it as serious as they should. And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I mean, that's up to you what you want to do. But I mean, 50 people going to the, you know, the bike path in like Woonsocket, you know, I don't know why you want to be that close to other people. If they say, I mean, we're close at right now, but you know, two people, and since the beginning we have been doing the podcast, so at this point
we've been around each other, our families have been around each other. At this point, if somebody in our families had it, you know, one of us would have shown signs. But yeah, people, you know, there's a lot of people who aren't taking it serious. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I don't wear a mask every time I go out, but I just seen the amount of people wearing them, and I'm like thinking to myself, I get what you're doing. You know, you're trying to be proactive about it. But at the same time, what are people doing with those masks when they leave the stores? Yeah. Or with those rubber gloves they have on?
Oh, they're throwing them. I heard they're throwing them on the ground, and they're not disposing of them.
Stop and Shop. I was at Stop and Shop. Not a plug for them. But by the grocery cart returns, they have barrels zip tied to the returns.
Yep.
And instead of people throwing this stuff in the barrels, you got them on the side, on the ground, laying on the ground.
Because people are disgusting.
You know, it's like,
yeah, I mean, I'm like, to your point, the mask thing, I understand what they're doing too. But at the same time, I feel like now I don't know if you're sick.
Right.
Or if you're just trying to protect anything, you're just trying to protect yourself. And I feel like, and listen, it could be, maybe I'm being crazy, but I think that if you're wearing a mask and you are sick and you are out,
you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, piece of shit completely. And you're going to get other people sick. I think that's a felony.
I really do.
I think if you're really that sick, stay home. There's got to be a way you can get your shopping done where you're not out of the store infecting somebody else.
Peapod, Amazon, they'll all ship groceries right to your house.
You can literally, and I had to pick up my wife. She works at Target. Same thing. That's not a plug for Target. Or maybe it is. I don't know. You decide. And we went there. I went there with the kids, and I picked her up, you know, and we're waiting outside. And this poor girl that works there must have came out, I don't know, 30, 40 times while I was there. No, not even bullshitting you. 30, 40 times to go to the car pickup, you know, because you can order and get the delivery picked up. Listen, you're sick? Do that. Tell them that you're sick. Yeah. That way she can, if she's got to put it in your trunk and you've got to stay in the front seat, at least you can pop the trunk Yeah, she can put it in the front seat.
You don't have to have any contact.
Front seat, back seat, all the front seat. You know what I mean? Whatever, wherever you got to put it. But you know what I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy that people go to that extent.
I feel like if you go out in public and you're sick right now, you deserve to be beaten. Like,
you can take that.
Especially if you're one of those assholes who thinks it's funny to post those videos where you go into grocery stores and opening up drinks and drinking and then spitting it back in or licking a carton of ice cream.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I were to see somebody in the grocery store do that, that's like I'm throwing an ear of corn at you. I'm throwing an ear of corn, a can of soup, something's beaming off your head.
Maybe a watermelon?
Possibly a watermelon. I'll go Gallagher on them.
Split a melon twice?
Split two melons, one shot.
Yeah, that's perfect. That works. Yeah, you know exactly. People are just crazy.
People just, you know, thinking about people who aren't taking it serious, and then I'm thinking about people who are taking it to the complete other extreme.
Yeah,
and going way too serious with it. You see people driving around in their cars with their masks and their gloves on there. Well, you're in your own car. If you were wearing that glove and that mask at a grocery store, now it's in your car. Like,
and eventually either you or someone else is going to forget that you don't have gloves on and you're going to spread it. And obviously, I don't know how long it lasts on a car.
Hard plastics and stuff like that. It can last like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
it's crazy. Up to like a day or something on your clothes, a day on papers. But yeah.
Yeah, it's insane that, I mean, it's just insane what's going on just in general and, you know, how much people are blaming Trump. We're not going to get political in that sense, but it's crazy that you blame one man who at this point looks like he's about to die of exhaustion, not die in general. People don't hit me with that.
But, no, people, you know, he's definitely put the work in on this.
Yeah, like, I mean.
And it's insane to me, like, at a time with something like this going on that shouldn't be politicized and turned into rhetoric and trying to make it something it's not, too many people are going political on it and blaming Trump for, he acted too soon. First he was acting too soon, then he was acting too late. Now he's not doing enough.
Yeah.
You know, he can only do so much.
Exactly.
I feel like most of the stuff that he's done has been steps in the right direction. Like this Dr. Fauci.
Yep.
He's probably the most brilliant mind
really
dealing
smart.
With this stuff right now. And the fact that Trump has him leading the medical board on this, I feel like we're in pretty good hands.
Yeah, it's a good sign. It's a good sign.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know what? What's crazy, too, is I see, like, Joe Biden talking some smack and all that, like, as if he would do better.
Man.
I just keep thinking that, I mean, can that guy even remember what this is called? Like, can he remember that it's COVID-19? No, he's going to sit there. He's going to be like, well, you know, we're going to fight Ebola because he has no fucking idea what he's talking about.
I watched a video the other day, and it was a guy who, I'll say honestly, he's more right than he is, like, you know, he's more conservative than a liberal, you know, but these are clips from Joe Biden, and he's just forming sentences that go nowhere.
Yeah, they really do.
You know, he's saying stuff that's, you know, we've got to fight for the United States of America. I don't know about you, but I live in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you forget and, you know, you think it's little things, but he came out and said outright that he's had 2 brain aneurysms.
Yeah, which is apparently not a red flag.
No, but, you know, and I think another good thing that Trump's doing with this is the stimulus package that him and everybody have managed to put together.
Yeah. Now who was it? Was it Mitt Romney that brought this idea? It was Mitt Romney, right?
Mitt Romney brought this idea. Yep.
Everybody apparently thought was terrible for the country.
Yeah. But, Obama based his Obamacare on Mitt Romney's health plan.
Exactly.
And, you know, now they're doing the stimulus package based off of Mitt Romney's idea.
Yeah.
But, I think, you know, that's once the economy gets going again, I think that's really going to help. Right now, you know, there's not a lot you can do with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, families are getting, you know, up to, you know, $2,400 for two parents and then an extra $500 for each kid.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't have too many kids because, you know.
Yeah. Just. There should be a limit on that. Like, yeah.
I mean, unless they're not working and they have a job and maybe they lost their job and, you know, they don't know if they're going to have a job to go back to, then okay. By all means, you deserve it. But if you work you're still working,
we work with a guy.
He's got nine.
He's got a football team almost, basically.
Yeah, it's close.
You know, and it's, you know, whatever. It's each their own. I'm not sitting here saying that's a bad thing, but, you know, he's got 10 kids. I think 8 or 9 of them still live under his roof.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got I think he's got a couple real young ones, too.
You know, like, I think it's good in the fact that it's going to help families out once people are able to start going back out.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, it's crazy. I don't want to say that he deserves kind of money like that, but his wife doesn't work.
Oh, so yeah,
it's
yeah.
Good, it's good for, it's actually a good thing for him.
Yeah, I think he's one
of the guys, and he works hard. So as much as he's a pain in the fucking ass,
yeah,
he works hard.
He's a hard worker. I think families,
for us, he does work hard. No, guys.
His other job.
Not for us.
He's not our employee. But I think families that only have like a single income.
Yeah.
Like we work, you know, one of our buddies at work.
Yeah.
He's a single income. He's got a wife and a kid, you know, but he's feeling it too right now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, if you have a one income family, maybe you should get a little more, but that's not necessarily our call to make, you know, but I think it's going to help. It's going to help everybody, you know. Whether it's right now or in the future, it's just a good starting point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it lets people know that as much as you, and I don't know what's going to happen with this money. I don't know if it's going to eventually come on your tax returns. People, don't bash me. I haven't even really looked into it because at this point, knowing that I have a job, my wife has a job, we're both working, I'm still making money. I wasn't really worried about the stimulus check, so I haven't really looked into it. So I don't want anybody to – I don't know what's going to happen with it. I mean, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. But I think right now for the world – I shouldn't say world. I should say United States. But, you know, for us, it lets us know that politicians maybe do care a little bit. I know that they're filling their pockets a little bit too. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. I'm not an idiot. I got it. But at least you're getting some money. You know, and then, you know, there's people that are getting money and all they want to care about is how, you know, Democrats wanted it to make. And I get it, you know, but Democrats want money in their pocket as much as it. And that's the thing I don't think people understand about Democratic Party, too, is my view. I feel like they're the type of people that want to try to help you. But you don't realize that in helping you, they're also filling their pockets deep.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't think they understand that. And I don't even get into politics. And this is crazy that we're even talking this long into politics.
This is a lot.
I hate politics, but I don't think people understand that. And I don't think Republicans are any better.
Oh, no.
I'm not each way. I'm a Switzerland on the, you know, the fact. Other than, you know, I don't know. I just don't care for politics to get that far into it. But I think it's good for the country right now. Because it's letting people know, like, hey, we understand you're out of work. We understand that this is really hard for a lot of families. And they're going to do the best they can.
Trying to help as much as they can.
And while they help themselves. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect? You can't expect to get free money and them not to get something of it. I don't know why anybody would think that. Why you would think billionaires would allow this to happen to not, which I don't know, by the way, I don't know how half them politicians are even close to billions.
I don't know. I don't understand how you go into politics and become a multimillionaire.
Oh, you mean by being,
you know,
the first lady?
The first lady.
And what was she? She was a senator.
A first lady and a senator. And then
how much money was she? She was worth like a
Secretary
few million?
Of State.
She's like double digit million. She's worth some
she's,
shit.
If not triple, more. Triple, you know, digit? Triple digit million.
She's up there.
Not a Hillary fan. I'll come out and say it. You know, I thought the best line from when her and Trump were debating was she said something along the lines of, it's a good thing that we don't have somebody with your mentality or your temperament running our country. And Trump was just like, yeah, because people like you would be in jail.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was the best. But I don't understand how you get into politics, you know, your average congressperson's salary is like $140,000 a year. Now, granted, that's for life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you walk out of, you retire from politics, and you've got $17 million in the bank.
Yeah, there's something.
There's fishy. No way that all came from your time in Congress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there were shady backroom deals. You know, obviously some of it's from speaking engagements.
Oh, but, yeah, of course. I know they make
some money, but some of it's legitimate, crazy. But a lot of it's okay, not.
Maybe you're worth $1 million by the time you're done. I mean, you're making $100,000 a year. You know, you do that long enough. I get it. But like,
oh, yeah.
When you're talking, your pockets are so deep that you don't have to worry about absolutely anything other than killing the people off that want to expose you or what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you know.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
I don't think so either. But, you know, so in this time, I know a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are getting some help.
Yeah.
I know that unemployment, you know, people that really need it are getting a $600 extra money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I also know that there's some people that probably don't need it and they're getting it. And then those people are getting rich off it while we're working and we're not getting that $600.
Yeah. I know somebody personally. He called me yesterday. He was like, dude, I'm getting rich off of the coronavirus. Yeah. I'm like, how are you getting rich? I said, I'm over here fighting for hours.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm getting my unemployment, and then I'm getting $600 from the state. He goes, and then I'm getting $1,200 to work.
I can't wait to work cash. Yeah.
Work cash at a restaurant. I'm like,
he's funny.
Jesus Christ. Oh, really, yeah. He's going to be a good time. We definitely going to get him on.
That'll
here.
Be a one where we drink, and yeah. You guys will love that one.
Yeah. We're working on getting some more equipment to keep that, to do that properly.
It's in the mail, it's not essential stuff. So it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah. It could be
one piece
weeks.
At a time. But yeah, you know, so I know a lot of people hurting. Like I said, a lot of people. You know, getting that little extra help, which is good. I'm glad for the people that, you know, may never go back to a job.
Oh, yeah.
I think they need to, you know.
That's the thing. I it's going to be crazy, you know, once we've flattened the curve, you know, and everyone starts going back to work, how many jobs are still going to be there for people?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be insane.
You know,
just think that, you know.
People who are laid off, you know, are they going to have their job at CVS corporate or, you know, mom and pop restaurants or waitresses and line cooks.
Line cooks are still
working because, you know, restaurants are still, they can, you know, you're open for pickup, but.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine that business has got to be slower than it has been. I mean, especially if you're at a busy place.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't want to go out and, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't have to go out because DoorDash is definitely getting some more people on board so that way they can make some money.
Actually, DoorDash for the first time.
Yeah, I've never had a bad time.
That's a great thing.
It's honestly good. I know some people that have had some horror stories. I couldn't tell you if they're credible or not.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's kind of stories of stories, so I don't really know.
Yeah, but I had to talk my wife into it. She's like,
yeah,
well, I don't know what these people are doing with my food. I'm like,
I mean, I don't blame her. It's definitely a crapshoot. At that point.
She's like, I don't know what these people are doing with my food. I don't know if they're reaching in and eating my fries. I'm like, all right, I get that, but what's the delivery driver doing with your food when he comes from Domino's?
Yeah, well, and the good thing is like if you get McDonald's,
you
know, because I've gotten it for the kids and stuff, and they actually put it a bag in a bigger bag and then they tape it shut, so you would know if they opened it.
Yeah,
so that's, you know, people should take precautions for that. But I mean, I get why you'd be cautious for it. Cause I mean, if you see some of the people that deliver it and drop it off, you know, it can be scary. I've had a couple guys that are a little scary. Then I had a couple people that look, you know, that real young. I've had a couple that are really older, you know, not older.
Yeah.
And, they, you know, they just deliver the food. That's it. Like they just bring it to you. And I don't know. I mean, I get the idea of being a little scared about it, but
oh yeah, but you know it's one of those things. You know, trying to, if you can give back to your small restaurants, your local restaurants,
yeah, please.
You know, try to help out. Especially, you know, I know times are rough for everybody. You know, people are laid off and stuff. But if you're gonna eat, and you're like, oh, should we go to McDonald's or Burger King? No, give your local restaurant a call, you know, set up a pickup from them, you know, try to help them because they're still out there helping the community too.
Yeah, go over to, you know, like if you're, you know, you're listening to this in Woonsocket, you know, instead of going to, McDonald's or Burger King.
You're in or the, Applebee's or anything like that. Yeah, you
know, go to Applebee's, maybe go to like a Cello's. Ciro's if it's open. I don't know if it's open or not.
Yeah, there's this new kitchen, new restaurant, Christopher's Kitchen and Bar. Oh,
delicious
food.
Good food.
You know, if they're open for pickups, you know, just small restaurants like that. You know, and
support locally, so that way those people can stay in business. And then you know that maybe that burger, Steve, you know, talking to myself, that you like at Cello's can still be there when Cello's opens up because I love that burger.
You know,
Exactly. You know, just support locally.
Try to
can't wait till we get some local people in here. Hopefully, we can talk to some people, get them in here.
Well, yeah, we've got a few guests lined up, trying to you know set up some other perspectives, and you know we'll talk. One of our buddies, he's a small business owner. You know, we'll kind of get the perspective of. You know, business owners.
Yeah, what he
through his eyes and what's going on, and how he's, you know, how this whole thing is affecting him and his family. You know, and then you know we'll have my cousin on. That'll be a good time. That'll be just a shooting the shit episode. You know, we'll have good conversations, some laughs. You know, you guys will get a good perspective on as to you know what we're all about and in a slightly inebriated state.
Yeah, I think that one will be the most fun. Maybe, you know, if we can make that one thing, you know, we make it that podcast that we do every month. We do one of them.
Oh yeah.
I think that'd be
fun.
Great. I think people will have some fun. And then what we can do is also have him and then maybe have another guest.
Yeah.
You know, with him. And that every time it'd be a little different. I mean, and then if anybody wants to be a guest and wants to come on in, maybe tell us about your business.
Yeah. You know,
you want to, you know, have a good conversation. You'd let us know.
Tell us.
Yeah. And, you know, we're probably going to do like a crossover one.
Yeah. We
I don't know when that's going to get lined up. I don't know if that other podcast is going to put us on there.
Yeah.
I would plug him in this, but I'm not sure he's plugged us yet. So,
yeah. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things we're going to
plugged them once. So it's an eye for an eye now.
Yeah.
So
we're waiting for you guys. Your turn. If anything, we'll probably end up on theirs, but, we're going to try to record, you know, we'll try to record it on one of our phones to get it posted onto ours as well, you know, so we can just, you know, at the same time where they're promoting us, we're promoting them type of thing. But,
and then, you know, we want to get some merchandise, some shirts,
sweatshirts,
maybe some
t-shirts,
stickers, maybe some magnets, something. I don't know. We'll see. We'll
see where it's gonna go.
A local, I guess, small company that opened up. We won't say anything about that yet until we know for sure we can do it.
Trying to partner up with them, so to speak.
Yeah. Partner up with this person that's close to us, and you know, just. Get some stuff out there. We want people to support us. We want to support people. So
we want, you know, as much as we want you guys to support us, we want to show our gratitude to you guys and all the local business around and you know, keep that thing flowing. But
You know who I want to get on here. Ooh. I think would be really good is you know, when sports finally come back, come back, someone I played football with, someone who I went to school with, and is also a very accomplished high school coach at the moment. And that's this friend of mine. Yeah, I call him a friend. It's more of an acquaintance. Charlie Bebo.
Yep.
The head coach of Woonsocket. The team I played
back
for.
Back to back, right?
They went back to back.
Back to back state champs.
If they work as hard, well, when football comes in, they work as hard as he makes them work. Him and Eddie Ouellette. I don't know. I think he's I know he's the offensive line coach and, you know, he's really got him. He got him working hard in the weight room and everything. Those kids are unbelievably strong. I see the videos every day and, I want to get, you know, maybe get him on here, talk about football. Hopefully we can get, you know, get this kind of going with interviews at the same time. Cause we don't want to, be stagnant and just talk about random bullshit all the time.
Yeah, especially right now because, you know, there's literally nothing going on besides coronavirus. We don't want to get on here and just, we don't want to do like a presidential speech every time we're on here, just updating on the coronavirus, you know? Like,
no, yeah, I mean, at this point, there's really nothing else at the moment.
Yeah.
So if we can get people that are not scared to come on, and hang out, I mean, you know, it's gonna be sanitized here. It's not. Yeah, it's
a clean. You know, it'll be a clean area. Dirty
workstation. Yeah.
Like, but
yeah, and if you don't want to go through the house, you can just come through the garage.
Right through the garage.
Right through the garage and come right in.
If you want, we'll put out a carpet for you. We'll flash some lights out there. We'll make you feel special, like a celebrity. You know.
Well, that's too. Like, I mean, listen, you don't want to record it inside. You know, inside the house. I mean, hey, we'll take the shit outside. Right, I don't really care.
I got an extension cord.
Yeah, shit doesn't matter to me. As long as we're recording, we're having good content, and the person feels welcome and also comfortable to talk about whatever it is that we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where we don't want to have somebody come on and have them feel, you know, uncomfortable or in a position where, you know, they don't feel like they can be themselves. So, I mean, that's pretty much where we're at right now. You know, we're still working. We're hoping that everybody out there, especially those in the hospital field, nursing, you know, first responders, I hope they're all staying safe. And you know,
I commend them for even being in there while they know people are sick.
Are sick, yeah. That's, you know, that's a huge sacrifice.
Right, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, especially people, you know, ones who have families and stuff. But, you know, we just hope they all stay safe. You know, everyone out there stays safe, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
All right, guys.